Mondays are always better when the New Orleans Saints win, don't you think? Hi again, everybody, and welcome into the New Orleans Saints Morning Report with John DeShazer. I'm Sean Kelly. The team is back at their facility on Airline Drive today. Well, I should say everybody but the players, who are getting a little bit of rest after a long, long affair in Tampa yesterday. Certainly, John, when you look back, a wild football game that, at least as far as the black and gold is concerned, ended on the right note.
Well, it looked like it was going to be a dominant performance, and for the most part, it was for about a half. But, you know, the points weren't there to say what was happening on the field. So they finally got it together at the end. Almost had a pretty big upset by Tampa Bay. They end up with that interception return for a touchdown, 85 yards, which really sapped a lot of momentum from the Saints. But, you know, end up with Drew Brees getting the game-winning drive, and that's what it's all about.
You know, when it comes right down to it, it should not surprise anyone that the names involved to win the football game include Jimmy Graham, Darren Sproles, Marcus Colston, of course, Drew Brees.
Well, these are the standbys, and these are the guys that the Saints depend on, and these are the guys who've done it time after time after time. So, you know, he turned to the old faithfuls because, you know, when you throw it in those directions, you know some good results are going to come.
Career high day for Jimmy Graham receiving the football. John, I couldn't help but think as I watched the game yesterday that his size may have been the counterpunch to the very effective now new secondary at Tampa.
Well, they seem to be pretty effective against the guys on the outside, Colston and Lance Moore and Kenny Stills. But, yes, he is a mismatch. He's a nightmare for anybody. If you get him in the seam, which the Saints were able to do, and you get him in one-on-one coverage, no one can guard him. And Drew Brees has said, you know, if he's covered by two guys, he still considers Jimmy Graham open because you can always throw him a jump ball. You can always get it to him. He's got great hands, and he really is a physical guy. He knows how to run those seam routes and can, you know, no linebacker is going to be able to stay with him.
I don't want to get too in-depth with the conversation about Tampa and the hits yesterday and the game. I think that'll take care of itself, and heck, the league may have something to say about it as well. There are a couple things that are worthy of conversation here this morning, kind of Monday morning quarterbacking a little bit. It seemed that Sean Payton yesterday postgame, and we'll learn more in the morning presser a little bit later on today, the decision to take the points off the board and try and punch that thing in, you know, it really speaks to his character, the Saints' character, and it just didn't work out.
Well, he kicked himself a little bit over that. He said he's got to be better in those situations. He didn't particularly, you know, like the play call that he ran out on that one. So, you know, that might be a little bit of rust showing on him. But, yeah, he is still the swashbuckler. He is still going to go for it. He's going to go for the jugular, but he wasn't particularly pleased with himself on that play call.
Certainly the weather was a factor yesterday. We had that long lightning delay. Both teams seem, I think, to handle something that they weren't quite used to. And while it made the game longer, I think that play seemed to be somewhat normal, unlike last night's game in Seattle, where one of the teams seemingly didn't come out of the locker room, and that was San Francisco. On the defensive side of the ball for the Saints, John, I thought it was another great effort by Rob Ryan's crew as far as making big plays when it counted. But it seems the story on that side of the ball right now is fighting through adversity, and the adversity being injuries.
Yeah, another player dropped yesterday. That's Patrick Robinson, who, you know, the injury didn't look good. We didn't, you know, get a clear report on it, but, you know, certainly didn't look good. And you have the defensive lineman already in the situation where guys are injured. So, you know, it's next man up, and they're trying to get guys in and cycle guys in and out of the rotation. But, you know, at some point in time, you know, you hope attrition doesn't really show up on the field. Hadn't so far. They've only given up, you know, the 17 points to the Falcons, and then only one touchdown to Tampa Bay yesterday, because you got to remember that was an interception return. So the defense has been stellar so far.
All right, let's start to look ahead today. Arizona at the Superdome on Sunday. This is another team that's off to a great start. You know, a lot of people said if the Saints can get clear of those two division games at the start of their schedule, they may get a little break. Well, now I'm not so sure. Miami wins yesterday, and Arizona stays on top. So now those are your next two opponents. And the Cardinals, thankfully, will have to come to the Mercedes-Benz Superdome.
Well, it's getting a little bit tougher. I mean, a little tougher than you thought it would be. But this is the NFL. Now, what the Saints are going to work on this week, I guarantee, you know, there's going to be a lot of red zone work. They were 0-for-4 in the red zone yesterday against Tampa Bay, 1-for-3 against the Falcons. That's 1-for-7. And that's not the Saints offense that we're used to or that they're used to having. So they want to clean that up. And when they talk about offensively cleaning things up, I guarantee you that's high, high on the list.
The Saints arrived back in New Orleans late last night, so John set up Monday for us. What's on the schedule today for the football team?
Well, we're going to hear from Coach Payton. We're also going to get a couple of conference calls from some players and, you know, kind of put a wrap on yesterday's game. I'm sure, again, he's going to reiterate that, you know, they were fortunate to win the game, but he's going to emphasize the areas where he wants cleaned up.
All right, so we'll look forward to that. Of course, full coverage of those things coming up later today on NewOrleansSaints.com for sure, and John and I will be back to wrap up the day shortly thereafter. Well, that's it. Another win for the Saints. A good start to the season. Perhaps Well, I know there's a lot of hearkening back to the 09 fall, and certainly a 2-0 start leans us in that direction. Have yourself a great Monday.